Hello, CCC family. This is Pastor Mike Gett. Today is September 4th, 2012. Today we read Daniel chapter 3. So far in the book of Daniel, we've watched the progress of God's dealings with one very powerful and very proud despot named Nebuchadnezzar, the great king of Babylon. Now first, there come these reports from his spies over in Jerusalem, reports about a holy man named Jeremiah, who communed with the God of Israel, who they said was the God of all the earth. Now then, if Nebuchadnezzar had taken the time to pay attention, he would have familiarized himself with what was happening in his diplomatic school. There would have been this remarkable progress that he would have been able to see regarding the four Jewish boys. Now they ate the simplest of all diets, disdaining the rich food of the king's table, but in every single test, they're proving to be the best, and not just by a little, but by a large margin. They stood head and shoulders above their peers. Could it be because of their God? Now, then comes this dream, and in a fit of anger, Nebuchadnezzar swears he's going to kill every last wise man in Babylon because they can't make the contents of his troubling dream known to him. Now, in their defense, they say it's not fair. Only a God can do this, and just in case you haven't noticed, the gods don't dwell among us. So he would have carried out this threat most likely, because sometimes even kings paint themselves into corners that they can't get out of, especially proud kings. But then Arioch, captain of the guard, reports to him that there's this Jewish man, Belteshazzar, Daniel, who can tell him not only what he dreamed, but he can interpret it as well. And this day ends with the king of Babylon on his face, prostrate before Daniel, declaring, your God is the God of all gods. I mean, he's Lord of kings. And the light was beginning to dawn on him, this Nebuchadnezzar. And he was beginning to see the light. He was beginning to understand. And he was really beginning to pay attention. But he wasn't quite yet a convert. Well, then comes these the plains of Dura, and Dura meaning fortress. Nebuchadnezzar has erected this 90-foot statue of himself, and he commands all the men to bow down and to worship it, right? Now, this should be some indication of the size of his ego, and an indication that he didn't quite yet understand who was really sovereign in Babylon. Now, Daniel, he's not present. Perhaps he's not even in Babylon. He's either out doing the king's business or out of country, but he's not present at the ceremony. And it's possible that the men who set the ambush for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego deliberately kept Daniel out of it because they feared the great power that he wielded with the king. So for whatever reason, Daniel wasn't present. Now perhaps the reason for the ceremony was to unite politics and religion of the empire. The pharaohs of Egypt had done this before, and the Caesars of Rome would do it after Nebuchadnezzar, so it's possible that that was the purpose of the ceremony. Now, once again, Nebuchadnezzar lost his temper, though, completely, when he is made aware of the refusal of the Hebrews to bow down. He just explodes, becomes furious. His royal pride had been challenged, and with the furnace heated seven times hotter than normal, he has them tossed in. Now, I'm sure you noticed their faith. They say, our God will deliver us from your majesty's power, but if not, we shall not serve your God nor worship your golden image that you've set before us. They possess this either way we win attitude that we've seen in Paul's letters to the Philippians. Now, by the way, I'm very sure that I know exactly what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thinking about when they were bound and thrown into the furnace. They were quoting directly from Isaiah, the prophet, chapter 43, verses 1, 2, and 3. But now, Jacob, this is the word of the Lord, the word of your Creator, of him who fashioned you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I call you by name. You're mine. When you pass through the water, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. Walk through fire, you'll not be scorched. Through flames, they will not burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your deliverer. Now at the end of the day, Nebuchadnezzar issues this decree. Anyone, whatever his people, nation, or language, if he speaks blasphemy against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he's to be hacked limb from limb, and his house is to be reduced to rubble. For there is no God who can save in such a manner. Nebuchadnezzar makes just yet one more step towards his faith. Now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they claim the promise of Scripture, and they found it to be completely and totally true. They were not scorched, they were not burned, and they were not alone. There was a fourth person in the fire, one like a god. Almost certainly this is a Christophany, a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ. The clearest example that can be found in the whole of the Old Testament of this phenomenon. When Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, he means it, friends. This is very, very, very good news. I'm grateful to share it with you. Grateful to share this truth for you and for me. Jesus will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Amen. Once again, this is Pastor Mike Gett. Today is September 4th, 2012. And that's some observations from Daniel 3. Thank you and have a great day.